If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This segment is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans. Ladies and gentlemen, at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. So Jake pointed out a couple of games that I've not gotten to yet, prediction-wise. Georgia Tech, and we both just love the nickname of this rivalry. It is clean, old-fashioned hate. That's what rivalries are all about. Georgia Tech, the number one rushing offense in the ACC. I don't trust Georgia any farther than I can throw them. Not sure what that means when I'm talking about a whole football team, but I'm going to take Georgia. And then the Egg Bowl, by far the worst nickname I've ever heard for a rivalry. The Egg Bowl, Mississippi State and Mrs. Ole Miss. I'm going to take Ole Miss. Hopefully they don't give up now that they've got an 8-3 record and their head coach is throwing a fit about the conference they're in. The Civil War up in Washington, Washington State is no longer. Well, it was played earlier this year, but that's another great name. Okay, the Apple Cup, I'm sorry, is Washington, Washington State. Civil War's Oregon, Oregon State. Oregon already won that game earlier this year. Also, if you're a Husker fan, you need to be rooting for Wisconsin to prevent Minnesota from getting to 7 wins. We need to beat Iowa, get to 7 wins, prevent Minnesota from getting to 7 wins. Unfortunately, the Row the Boat guys are up 14-0 at halftime. Come on, let's go fighting Luke Fickles. We need Oregon to beat Washington. We need Ohio State to beat Michigan. And even though I said USC was going to win, we need the Irish to beat the Trojans to prevent all those teams from getting to 7 wins. And then Nebraska can get to 7 wins. And hopefully, wherever we go, the family and I are going to the bowl game. It doesn't really matter, but I'd like to go somewhere sunny and warm, preferably. All right. Carriker's Trivia Challenge is upon us. Who's the victim, Jake? Oh, hold on. I can't let Jake off the hook real quick. So, Jake didn't do so great with the two questions. I threw it in very last second, very last second. Not entirely fair. So, during the commercial break, I'm like, all right, here's the question. No Google. You didn't Google, did you?
I didn't Google.
Staring at computer screens over there. I guess I'm just trusting you.
Yep.
I can't see what his screen says, but I trust him. He's a good dude. All right. So, he's had time to think about this. But who is the nation's leader in passing now in college football? It's a new name.
Yeah, I know for the longest time, Jackson Dart was the leader. I didn't cheat, but I am a stats guy. So I was looking at, I probably looked it up at some point. I think it's Kyle McCord.
It is Kyle McCord. It is Kyle McCord. Do you think Ohio State misses him?
I don't know. He had that one game where he had like 5 picks.
I don't think they miss him. I think their quarterback from Kansas State, what's his name? Remember?
Will Johnson.
I've only talked about him like a million times. He's played actually pretty good this year. He has a 5-1 touchdown to interception ratio. So that's absurdly good. And they haven't used him much in the run game. But Kyle McCord up there at Syracuse, they have a chance this weekend to spoil, all right, Miami's season and hand them a second loss inside that dome up there in Syracuse, New York. Attaboy, you got that one right. I'm proud of you. All right, my turn.
Then I said Will Johnson. It's Will Howard.
Will Howard. I knew what you meant. That's all right. All right, let's bring on our guest, and it's time to play Carriker's Trivia Challenge.
All right, our guest is James today. Let's get some music going for James, just to get the game show feeling all right. All right, James, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, sweet. What is on the line today is $20 to Pillar Restaurant Group that includes Good Sense Deli Fresh Subs, which we're enjoying today. Very delicious. Thanks to Good Sense once again. Piedmont Bistro as well. And remember, if Adam Carriker wins, one, he'll improve on his record, but two, he plays for the people. And therefore, caller number three will take home the prize. So we're going to start with you, James. It's either or, and it's Iowa trophy history. Even though they do not have national titles, they've got a lot of trophies individually that they've been collecting. So we'll start there. James, who was Iowa's only Heisman Trophy winner? Is it Niall Kinnick or Chuck Long?
Niall Kinnick.
That is correct. Niall Kinnick did win it in 1939. There is a point. Who won the Outland Trophy at Iowa between these two players? Brandon Scherff or Tristan Wirfs?
Scherff.
It was Scherff. There is two for you now.
Oh, boy. And the pressure's on,
it man. It is. How about Iowa's only Doak Walker Award winner? Would that be Cedric Shaw or Sean Green?
Sean Green.
Sean Green it is. This
Holy
are you an Iowa
smokes.
Fan, James? You got
wow.
all three of them.
All right. Are you a Hawksker?
There we go. That's what we like to hear. But putting the pressure on Adam Carricker over here. All right, Adam, you got to get all three of them.
Here we go.
Which one of these players won the Mackey Award at Iowa? TJ Hockenson or Sam Laporta?
TJ Hockenson.
That is correct. Who won the Butkus Award at Iowa? Was it Josie Jewell or Jack Campbell?
Jack Campbell.
That is correct. You got to get this one. Who won the Thorpe Award at Iowa? Was it Desmond King or Cooper DeJean?
Desmond King.
It is Desmond King. You guys are both Iowa experts. All 3 points. That means we go to the tiebreaker.
We play them every freaking year. I got no choice but to learn about them.
We'll go to the tiebreaker here. And things to just keep in consideration because we're going to ask James. We're going to ask you for a number, actually. And then we're going to have James go over or under.
Oh, that's right. I get the disadvantage. I forgot. That's okay. Yeah. Let's go.
So, Niall Kinnick did win the Heisman as a halfback in 1939. Keep in mind, back then, he also had 8 interceptions. He's playing on the other side of the ball. Also, led the team in passing, okay, as a halfback. So, there are a few things to consider. I'm helping you out
there. All right, I appreciate it.
What was his total rushing yards as the Heisman winner in 1939?
So, you gave me all that other crap, and none of it matters. All that matters is the rushing. He led the team in passing and everything else. All right. His total rushing yards, 1939. Can I know how many games they played back then? Because I don't know the amount of games that they played.
I believe, let me look it up. I think
because that would help me.
Yeah. I believe they went, I think it was around 8.
8. Is it 8?
How many games they played?
Yeah, how many games they played? Is it 8?
Let me double check here. Because the years before they were playing 8. So I'm assuming. Look up 1939. Hawkeyes.
I don't want to give stats if they jumped up to 11 or something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Let me see here. They went 6-1-1. Yeah, so they played 8.
8 games. All right. And he did everything. You know what? I mean, the easy number to throw out there is 800, but he won the Heisman, so I'm going to go 900.
900 yards. Is it above or below 900? Niall Kinnick's rushing performance in 1939. James, will go to you. Above or below 900?
Over.
He says over. That means that Adam actually wins. He ran for 374 yards.
We were both so off. Holy cow.
Passed for 638. Remember, 1939, it wasn't offensive explosion as much.
Wow. Holy cow. Hey, thanks for playing. What's your prediction for the game today?
I got the Huskers by 7 in a close one.
All right, I like it.
There you go. James, I like it. Keep in mind, you can still win. Hang up. Caller number 3, and that can be James, will win $20 now to Pillar Restaurant Group, including Good Sense Deli Fresh Subs and Piedmont Bistro. Call in right now, 402-464-5685.
All right, the important thing is my winning percentage is now up to 66.666666%, ladies and gentlemen. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Iowa insider, former Nebraska man turned Hawksker. I don't know. Did I just come up with a new terrible nickname? All right. David Eichholz is going to join me, and I will finally officially give my final score prediction for Nebraska versus Iowa. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.